Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Maestros Daf Mem in the Hoyz Vader edition, Perk Chamishi in the middle of Aloha Aleph. We're starting the two dots a few lines down in Amud Aleph. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah that says, Lazera Chayov. Someone who took radishes and turnips in order to replant them, he needs to do Maiser because that is the Goyrin, says the Mishnah. Because there's no other girth, there's no other pile is being out of it, just cutting it off. It has a Chiyuv Maiser. Says the Gemara, Omar Amano, Lo Yishonu Lazera, Halo Yichal Potter. That's only if he's planning to replant it. And as we learned earlier, whatever grows or ikar that he planted becomes hard like a tree, and you cannot eat it. So you're losing out on the Maiser. But if he's planning to eat the ikar, not planning to do Zera, he's taking the turnips and radishes and planning to eat the ikar. In other words, he's not planning for it to get so hard. So then you are, you can be chavim ma'aser later. So you don't have to do ma'aser right now. So chayov. Even if he's planting it and he's intending to eat the ikar, he still has to do ma'aser before he plants it. Why? So the Gemara quotes the Mishnah that says, because he's chavim ma'aser. How does that apply if you're planning it to eat it? Why can you do it later? And so the Gemara, the problem is like this. In the first and second year of Shemitah, of the cycle of Shemitah, the Maisa that you do is Maisa Sheni. In year three, then you do Maisa Oni. If you're taking turnips and radishes and you're harvesting it on the second year, the obligation is Maisa Sheni. You plant it and then it grows again in the next year. So then the Maisa you will do from it is Maisa Oni. And here's a problem of Takola. Takola is, he may get mixed up and not do both Maisers. He's not going to realize he has to do Maiser Sheni on the Iker and Maiser Ani on the new thing that grew. So if I tell him before you plant it, already do the Maiser Sheni so you don't get to that confusion. And this is what the Mishnah said, Mishu Gornim. Mishu Gornim means, if it's Zera, it means this is the time when it's finished. If it's not Zera, even if it's not the time it's finished, there will be a confusion with the Maisers. So do the Maiser before you put it in. And this only applies to turnips and radishes, which are vegetables. And you always go basa l'kita, go based on the time of the harvest. So then you say, you harvest part of it in the second year, harvest part of it in the third year, you have a problem over here. But when you're talking about fruits of a tree, you go based on chanoto, based on the time that it gets a third of its ripeness. And then everything you'll do based on the past, and therefore there's no problem if you replant it to do maaser at the end. Says the Gemara, Betzolim, she shrishu ba'aliyo, person has onions that pulled root in the second floor in the attic. So we say there's no din tumo. It's considered to be connected to the ground, and it doesn't have a din of tumo. So if you have a pile of onions that grew roots into the ground, shetoylish v'em b'shabes, or according to the Gusa of Chaim is, if someone did pull out of these onions on Shabbos, potter. Why? He doesn't really want these onions to grow roots. He was just putting there to keep it. So therefore, it's not really considered to be connected. But it's still usher because it looks, it's still connected to the ground. So with their abundance, it's usher to pull it on Shabbos. But if he did pull it, you're potter from a carbon. Says the Gemara in that memory base, Omaleg of Shimon and Lokish. So Rish Lokish tells Rabbi Yochanan, Ma'ich poli Shabbos, using the Gisor of Chaim, Ma'ich poli Shabbos gabei Taharis. How can you compare Shabbos to Taharis? By Taharis, we said in the Mishnah that if once it's planted unintentionally, it doesn't have tumo. That will not apply to Shabbos to say you're not allowed to pull it on Shabbos, at least lechatchila. Loi tanina, didn't we have a b'raiso? Ela einu choishesh, when you have turnips and radishes, they were put in the ground just to keep them there, and not to plant. So if they did grow roots, it's not choishesh, loi mishu kilayim, not yisur kilayim, because you want to plant it. For loi mishu shvis, it's not yisur shvito, again, it's not going to be planted. For loi mishu ma'is, it's not chavin ma'isus. Veni told him Shabbos, even the chatchilo, you could take it off of Shabbos. So Rish Lakish argues and says, there's no problem taking it on Shabbos, it's not going to be considered to be connected, only regarding Tahara, as the Gemara is going to explain soon, why Tahara is different. Says the Gemara, Omar Zeyu le Ravo. So Zeyu does Ravo, Chami. Chami ma Omar, see what Rish Lakish told Rabbi Yochanan. All he asked about is Shabbos. How can you compare Shabbos to Taharis? Hashviyis ichbalo. But regarding Shemitah Mashma, the Rish Lakish will agree that it's also. And here in the following sentence, it's interesting. The Reb Chaim in his Pirush uses one girso, but then there's Hagoyas Reb Chaim, which uses another girso. So the way our Gemara is written is the same girso Reb Chaim uses in his Pirush. And the Gemara is saying is, if you want it to have roots, that's his intention. There's a problem with Shviz. It's a problem that when every vegetables are growing on Shemitah, it's also Mishuv Svichin. But if he doesn't want Ashrasha, it's Mutar because Svichin, but the Evan, if it already grew. But Lechatchila, you're not allowed to put it. So the Gemara is really focusing on the Lechatchila, even though it doesn't seem fairish according to this Girsa, is the Mishmos. That if he doesn't want Ashrasha, it's going to be mutar shusvichin b'di'evet, but not lechatchila to do it. And you must show that by Shemitah is different than Shabbos. Shabbos lechatchila, you can pull it out. But Shemitah only b'di'evet. The other Gersa of Chaim brings in his in the Agoyes, the Gersa will be, Hashvis ichbelo, shim einu roitze b'ashrashasam, shim asur b'shusvichin. Meaning, when he does not want the roots to grow, it's still asur lechatchila b'shusvichin. B'di'evet, if it grew, you can take it. And then the rest of the words, according to this Gersa, you erase. But the point is, Gemara is showing that by Shemitah, where at least Lechatchil is also. Amar Maishel Abzeiro, Vedohi Derubo. Meaning, that's not true what you're saying. Of course, even by Shemitah's motor. Kol Sheken, if by Shabbos you say Lechatchil you're allowed to, so Kol Sheken Shemitah, which is not so chomer as Shabbos, of course Lechatchil is motor. So even though he didn't mention it, Rish Lakish didn't mention his question, it's included with Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Ilu Tana Botzli Yechidi Yois. If we talk about one onion, so then Rish Lakish should not have a problem with Rabbi Yochanan. When you put it in the ground, it really looks like it's planted. It's even though you're not chayav on Shabbos to pull when you pull it out, but it's still also to do it because it looks planted. But the whole discussion is we have a bundle. You have a group of turnips or radishes, says Rish Lakish, there it's clear that it's not meant to be planted, and therefore the chatchil on Shabbos, and I'll take it out. Says the Gemara now, Yishrishu bekupo, if it grew roots in a basket, they stay where they are. The meisers, the chavin meiser, uli shviz, or in shmito. If they're tomei, they're not considered to be not tomei anymore. Because when you have roots growing into a basket, it's not considered to be connected to the ground at all. But if on top, if it grew roots in the attic, so they're meiser uli shviz. Regarding meiser shviz, they stay where they are. They're not considered to be planted. By tuma, it's considered to be tar. Why is that so? Says the Gemara, what does it mean? They're bechazaka regarding maaser and shviz. They're considered to be not connected to the ground. But regarding tuma, they are considered to be connected. How do you reconcile these two things? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi said in the name of law, you learn from the pasuk. The Torah said that something which is planted has tahara. Ma tamo, where do you see that in the pasuk? What's the source? V'chi yipol minivlosom al kol zera zarua asher yizareya toru. The Torah says a lot of words to say the word planted. To tell you whenever it's planted, whatever way it's planted, even though it's not a full planting, like it's growing in the attic, it's still considered to be planted regarding taharu. The toru refers to many types of zera, many types of planting, and it's a special zera sakasu, that whatever type of planting that you have is going to be tahor for tumah. And this is the special puzzle we mentioned before, why tahara is different than other things like Shabbos and Shviz and Maestras. With this we conclude, Yerushalmi Maestras, Daf Mem.